们这一节是祷告会。
The session is a prayer session.
我们先一起来读一段经文，学习道理之后再一起祷告。
So let us read a passage and learn together before we pray.
我们来看诗篇一百零七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 107.
继续我们上午所停留的地方。
We'll start from where we left off this morning.
我们要明白神他的慈爱。
We have to understand God's love.
我们要在一些事情上留意就是要注意圣经里面所发生的事情我们今天神要我们学习的道理。
We have to take note of the things that happen in the Bible and understand the teachings that God wants us to learn.
我们要在哪些事上留意？
Which things should we take note of?
那主他的慈爱会向哪些人显明？
Who will God's loving kindness manifest to?
我们现在来看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
107篇的第四节。
Psalm 107 verse 4.
他们在旷野荒地漂流，寻不见可住的城邑。第五节
Verse 5.
又饥又渴，心里发昏。第六
6.
于是他们在苦难中哀求主，他从他们的祸患中搭救他们，又领他们走行走直路，使他们往可居住的城邑。第八节
8.
但愿人因主的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。第九节
9.
因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。请读。
Psalm 107 verse 4 to 9. 4. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. 5. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. 6. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. 7. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. 8. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. 9. For he satisfies the longing soul, and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
这一段经文他提到说，有一些人他在旷野漂流，他们又饥又渴，找不到可居住的所在。
It speaks of a people that wandered in the wilderness, and they were hungry and thirsty, and their soul fainted in them.
那如果在旷野迷路的人找不到方向，也找不到家，又饥又渴，真的是很绝望。这个时候怎么办呢？
If we were wandering in the wilderness and had no sense of direction and were hungry and thirsty, what would we do?
第六节说，如果在苦难当中懂得向神来哀求，那神就从他们的祸患当中搭救他们了。
In verse 6, we can learn that if we know to call out to the Lord, then he can deliver us from our distress.
所以第四节第五节告诉我们说，有一些人他们落在这样的一个很悲惨的状况里。
So verse 4 and 5 tell about a people that met up with these distressing conditions.
然后他们这个时候应该做什么？他说，如果懂得在苦难当中来求神。
And these people, they knew to cry out to the Lord in their trouble.
那神就会搭救。
And the Lord will deliver them.
那神要怎么救？他是做什么？神就做什么？第七节说，神就领他们走那个直路，把他们引到那个可居住的城邑里面去了。
So what did God do in response to their crying out? In verse 7, it says he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city for a dwelling place.
好，然后第八节，被拯救的人经历了这个神的恩典之后，他说，但愿人因为神的慈爱跟他向人所行的奇事都赞美他。
And so verse 8, when we experience God's deliverance, we should give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works.
就是说，当我们经历了神的这个救赎恩典之后，一定要懂得把荣耀归给他，感谢他。
Which means after we experience God's deliverance, we have to give all the glory and praise to him.
然后呢，那第九节，第九节他在这样一个感谢里面，他会有一个感动。他说，神使心里渴慕人得到知足，饥饿人得饱美物，就是神会让人真的得到满足。
And then in verse 9, it says that God is able to satisfy the longing soul and fill the hungry soul with goodness.
就是这个慈爱是一直持续的，它不是只是一时之间而已。
So that means his love, loving kindness is continual. It is not just a one-time act.
这一段它有一个结构。
And there is a structure to this passage.
就是一定会讲到有一些人在受苦。
It will speak of someone who is suffering.
然后你如果懂得求告神，你就得到解救。
But if you know to call on the Lord, then you will receive deliverance.
那神就让我们从这个苦境里面转回，那神所安排的一定是更好。
And God will turn them out of their suffering, and what God has prepared for them is much better.
那之后感受到恩典，一定要懂得感谢。
And after they receive that grace, they must praise and give glory to God.
因为神的这个恩典实在太美好了，他让这些饥渴人得到满足。
Because God's loving kindness is too good, He satisfies the longing soul.
这样的一个结构接下去的四段都一样。
And the structure is repeated in the next four passages.
好，那我们现在来看，我们现在先看过这个经文这里第一种情况就是，当我们好像没有方向、迷失的人漂流在野地，又饥又渴的时候，要懂得求告神。
So this is the first situation. So this is for people that have lost their way, lost their direction, and they're hungry and thirsty.
那神会帮我们找，会引导我们的路，然后我们不会再迷失了。
So for these people, God will lead them in the correct path, so they are no longer lost.
第十节。
Verse 10.
来看第二段。
This is the second section.
就是到十节到第十六节。
So verse 10 to 16.
它一样的结构，大家注意看，第十节说。那些坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，被困苦和铁链捆锁，是因他们违背神的话语，藐视至高者的旨意。
Verse 10 and 11, those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High.
好，这里说，如果人他违背神的话，然后藐视神的旨意，就是。不管神，反正我要怎么做就怎么做，任意妄为的人会其实到最后落在像坐在黑暗当中死荫幽谷当中一样，会完全没有盼望，好像被捆锁被监禁了。
This section describes a people who despise the word of God and they rebel against the words of God, and these people are likened to those who sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death.
最后其实是落在黑暗困苦中了。
They end up in darkness and are bound in affliction and irons.
在这个时候如果懂得来求告神，好，所以第十二节说，他用劳苦制服他们的心，他们扑倒无人扶住了。
And in this point, they should know to call on the Lord, as it said in verse 12. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help.
就是当人违背了神的话语之后，你看人接下去就受苦。
If man refuses to listen to and follow the teachings of God, then they will suffer.
那他用劳苦制服他们，就是神至高者，就是神的所断。神他要磨练这个人。
And the Most High, which is God, will turn this people back by bringing them down with labor.
那他真的是很可怜因为没有人帮助很孤单
And they are really pitiful because there is no one to help these people.
那这也说明。一个人犯罪之后 的那个下场，就是他会觉得很孤单，他会觉得很黑暗，一点都没有希望了。
Similarly, people who have sinned feel that they are very lonely and they're in darkness. There's no one able to help them.
那怎么办呢
？So what should they do?
十三节一样，他们在苦难中当中哀求神，他就从他们的祸患中拯救他们了。
So they should do what's written in verse 13. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses.
这里提到，这第二种人在犯罪里面的人，在黑暗当中的人，一定也要懂得来求告神。
So those who have sinned and are in darkness, they also must know to cry out to the Lord.
主一定会拯救。
And God will save them.
第十四节。
14.
他从黑暗中和死荫里领他们出来，折断他们的绑锁。
He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces.
因为这些人好像 被那个罪在黑暗当中被监禁了，现在神要把他们释放得自由。
Because these people were enchained with sin, they were not free, but God breaks those chains into pieces.
现在得自由的人呢，第十五节，但愿人因为神的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他了。
After they obtain their freedom, verse 15, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
16节，因为他打破了铜门，砍断了铁栓。
16, for he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two.
好，所以你看到这些经文就重复一个段落一个段落，他就会好像唱歌唱副歌一样。
So we see the same structures repeated throughout this psalm. It's like a repeating chorus in a hymn.
就是你看第六节跟第十三节是一样的。
So verse 6 and verse 13 are the same.
第八节跟第十五节是一样的。
Verse 8 and verse 15 are also the same.
那这个就好像我们刚才唱诗歌一节一节，然后唱完一节之后有个副歌，然后就重复嘛。
So it's similar to how we just sing a hymn. There was a verse, and then there was the chorus that was repeated.
那所以第二种人，他们在这个黑暗当中像失去自由，被囚禁的人，现在也因为哀求神得到释放，得到自由了，这就是恩典。
So these people who were in darkness and were bound by sin and had no freedom, they received grace from God.
那得恩典的人都要记得。称颂神，感谢他。
Because of this great grace and mercy, they should remember to praise God.
好，第三种情况，第十七节。
The third situation is in verse 17.
愚妄人因自己的过犯和自己的罪孽，便受苦楚。
17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted.
十八节，他们心里厌恶各样的食物，就临近死门。
18, their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death.
这种人也是很辛苦啊。
These people are also very pitiful.
愚昧人会很容易就犯错，就是说他不知道真理，所以其实是会因自己的过犯、自己的错误而受苦。
These fools, they do not know the truth, and so they're very pitiful, and because they don't know the truth, they transgress.
最后他说他厌恶各样的食物，临近死门，就是这个就好像他犯重病一样那没办法吃东西饥饿了。
So 18, it says that they're not able to eat, and they're near the gates of death.
那其实也在受苦，那就已经将近死亡的地步了。
Their suffering is to the extent of being at the door of death.
那这样的结果也是跟罪有关系，因为这是因为他自己的罪孽受苦的。
The suffering has to do with their sin.
第十九节。
19.
在这种情况下，于是他们在苦难当中哀求主，他从他们的祸患中又拯救他们。
19. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses.
这个都在说明。最后要能够脱离，关键点都是要懂得跟神祷告哀求。
So the crucial turning point is to know to cry out to the Lord.
祷告之后，神的拯救，二十节说他就发命医治他们，救他们脱离死亡。
After they cried out, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
就脱离死亡，就重新得到生命了。
So they were saved from death and obtained life.
好，二十一节，但愿人因神的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。
21. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men.
所以这个就是重复的要懂得赞美。
So this is a repeated verse teaching us to praise God.
然后二十二节说，愿他们以感谢为祭献给他，欢呼述说他的作为。
22. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing.
这个得到恩典的人他要有一个实际上对神的报答，就是要懂得他说用感谢为祭献给神，就是这个要把嘴唇的果子是高声的歌颂赞美他，然后传扬他的作为，来述说神他是何等的慈爱。
There is an action required on the part of the person who received God's deliverance. They should offer the fruit of their lips, which are the sacrifices of thanksgiving, to declare God's works.
好，第四种人。
The fourth type of person.
第二十三节。
23.
他说，在海上坐船，在大水中经理事务的。
23. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters.
24节，他们看见神的作为，并他在深水中的奇事。
24. They see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep.
25. 因他一吩咐，狂风就起来，海中的波浪也扬起。
25. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea.
26. 他们上到天空，下到海底，他们的心因患难便消化。
26. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble.
27. 他们摇摇晃晃，东倒西歪，好像醉酒的人。他们的智慧无法可施。
27. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end.
啊，这一段描述的比较多，就是在海上坐船，就是他是有那个专业的，专门在航海的人是。非常熟练的水手，是航海员。
This group of people describes people who are professionals and they work at sea.
但是当他们在航行当中碰到风暴，这个时候他们一点方法都没有，无力可施了，真的只能够任风吹荡了，没有办法控制了。
But even though they are professionals working on ships, when the storm hits, they are tossed to and fro, and they have no control in this situation.
上到天空，下到海底，就是它这个风浪很巨大哈，根本你说再怎么样熟练的人都没有办法控制它，你真的是完全束手无策，一点方法都没有吧。
They have no ability or skill to walk out of the storm because the waves go up to the heavens and then again go down to the depths.
那在那个情况下是何等的可怕。
This is a very fearful situation.
因为接下去就是死亡。
Because it's very likely they will end up in death.
第二十八节，于是他们在苦难当中哀求神，啊，他从他们的祸患中领出他们来了。
28. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brings them out of their distresses.
啊，就好像突然遇到生活当中的风暴，你无没有办法做什么，就是完全无助的哀求神、祷告神。
So when we meet up with situations in our lives that we cannot control, we can only cry out to the Lord.
神是怎么拯救的
？And God, how does God save us?
29节说，他使狂风止息，波浪就平静，风息浪静，他们便欢喜，他就引他们到所愿去的海口。
So 29, and he calms the storm so that its waves are still, and then they are glad because they are quiet, so he guides them to their desired haven.
当你面对这个狂风巨浪的时候，你才发现说只有神有办法让风浪平息。
When you meet up with such terrifying waves, you realize that there is only God who can tame them.
然后之后他说风平浪息之后，那神就让一个顺风哦，把他们吹到他们所要去的地方了，很快啊。
God can calm the storm and then send a wind to send them quickly to their desired destination.
所以神的拯救哈，真的，是奇妙的。他保护我们的性命，他又领我们到所要去的地方。
So God's deliverance is very complete. He leads our soul to the its destination.
31节，但愿人因神的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。
31. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
然后32节，愿他们在民的会中尊崇他，在长老的位上赞美他。
32. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders.
啊，所以我们看到这个四个段落，就是107篇里面最特殊的这四种状况，那它的结构都一样。
So we see that in these four sections in Psalm 107, they follow the same structure.
那所以为什么说今天有智慧的人哦，他要留心留意这些事情，那要去明白神的慈爱。
And so that's why today, if we are wise to observe these things, then we will understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
这位神他是独特的，也就是他是天地的主宰，只有他有办法做这种事。
Our God is the only one and true God, and only He is able to do these things.
那他也是慈爱的神，他在听人祷告的。
He's also a loving God. He listens to the prayers of men.
只要人，你就只有说自己不行，我愿意跟他求哈，你就他就让你体验。
And if you feel that you cannot overcome something, as long as you cry out to Him, He will deliver you.
神的作为有时候让你想不到。
The ways of God are beyond the limits of man.
33节到42节，他在描述神的作为。
From verse 33 to 42, it's describing the works of God.
神的这段作为，基本上是他作者是在教导我们，要懂得敬畏他。
And through describing God's works, the author of the psalm is teaching us to fear God.
好，我们现在看33节。
Verse 33.
他使江河变旷野，叫水泉变作干涸之地啊。
He turns rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into a dry ground.
34, 使肥地变成碱地，都因其间饥民的罪恶。
34, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of those who dwell in it.
那表示说，罪哈会让原本很丰盛的，好像很有生命力的地方，变成很荒凉的，所以罪恶会带来败坏，罪恶最后会引致死亡。
This tells us that sin will destroy abundance and eventually will lead to death.
那这个也说明神对罪恶的刑罚。
This also describes God's punishment for sin.
所以本来很兴旺的、很富足的，最后可能变得很贫穷、很可怜了。
Originally, you may have abundance and wealth, but in the end, you will be very poor and barren.
如果不解决这个罪，不从罪恶离开，在罪里面，最后是这个下场。
If you do not leave sin, this is your end result.
但是反过来，神也可以把本来死寂的一片土地，把它变得很兴旺。
But on the flip side, he can also take what is barren and turn it into something fruitful.
35节，他使旷野变为水潭，叫旱地变成水泉。
35, he turns a wilderness into pools of water and dry land into water springs.
36, 他使饥饿人住在那里，好建造可住的城邑。
36, there he makes the hungry dwell, that they may establish a city for a dwelling place.
好，那一直到38节，他在讲神怎么样把一个很可怜的状态的人把他转过来，他变得非常的美好。
And until verse 38, it describes how God can take a person who is barren and lacking into someone who has abundance.
那其实就是当人愿意求告神的时候，神可以把整个生命把它转变了。
If someone is willing to cry out to God, God can give them life in abundance.
那被神拯救的人哦，一定会感受到神的慈爱。
And those who are saved by God can experience God's love.
那如果人哦，他不愿意敬畏神，很骄傲，不顺服的，最后结果一定都是很悲惨的。
If someone is unwilling to listen to God and is very proud, then their end is barrenness.
我们现在看四十一节。
Verse 41.
他却将穷乏人安置在高处，脱离苦难，使他的家属多如羊群。
Yet he sets the poor on high, far from affliction, and makes their families like a flock.
42. 正直人看见就欢喜，罪孽之辈必塞口无言。
42. The righteous see it and rejoice, and all iniquity stops its mouth.
他在说明说，当我们人愿意谦卑在神面前的时候，真的，神让我们脱离苦难了。
When we are willing to leave from iniquity, then God will take us from our barrenness.
让他这个家重新兴旺起来。
And so we can be restored.
那他讲了这么多内容，其实都最后都是要让我们去思想，要明白神的慈爱在哪里。
All of these verses describe how the loving kindness of God.
我们现在读了这一篇经文之后，你要想想看，他到底告诉我什么道理？我应该怎么来做，我才能够真的享受神的慈爱？
From reading these passages, we have to reflect ourselves. What should we do, and in order to have God's love?
你看，圣经它这里一直在强调这个罪哈，罪会带来一个结果，就是人会好像迷失在这个世界里，好像在这个海当中哦，失去方向。
So here it speaks about the consequences of sin. It leads us into death and destruction, into the sea.
以色列百姓，我们知道他们为什么要在旷野漂流 那额外的38年，最后他们一共在旷野经历了40年。
Why did the Israelites have to wander in the wilderness for 38 years? in addition, for a total of 40 years.
这40年的旷野的漂流，其实就是神在训练他们。
These 40 years were for God to train the Israelites.
让他们懂得顺服神，敬畏。
For them to be submissive to God and fear Him.
啊，能够对神所讲的话很重视。
And to not take God's word lightly.
然后慢慢的，他们也会更认识领他们出埃及，啊，赐给他们这一切的这位慈爱的神是怎么样爱他们的。
And for them to understand just how God loves the people that He has delivered out of Egypt.
啊，他们会在旷野漂流，就是因为他们不信啊，不相信神的应许啊。
They wandered in the wilderness because they did not believe that God would give them the promised land.
今天我们有些人在世上生活，就好像这个圣经说的，在各地方漂流哈，然后生活没有方向啊，也不知道自己应该追求什么，就好像有一天过一天这样子。漫无目标的。
Some people today also live like this. They live day to day without direction or meaning, and each day passes by.
现在的人生活很富裕啊。
The lives of people today are very wealthy.
但是却很多人忧郁，很多人不满足。
Yet many people are not satisfied and are depressed.
那这个就是圣经里面所预言的。
This is described in the prophecies in the Bible.
我们看阿摩斯书第八章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 8.
阿摩书书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
今天这个末世哈，现象就像圣经所预言的一样。
The end days are as described in the prophecies in the Bible.
八章十一节，主神说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水。”乃因不听神的话。
8 verse 11. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
12节。
12.
他们必漂流从这海到那海，从北边到东边，往来奔跑，寻求主的话却寻不着。
They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it.
今天有许多人哦，他其实内心很空虚的。
There are many people today who feel emptiness in their hearts.
不是因为没有物质的食物，其实是因为内心没有神的话语，也不愿意听神的话。
Not because they lack food, but because they do not have the word of God, and they are not willing to hear the word of God.
那所以有人哦，就是到处奔波，从这里到那里，到处去旅行啊，想要寻找满足，真正的那个喜乐，其实找不到。
So people will wander from place to place, traveling and having fun, trying to satisfy their souls.
他要寻求神的话寻不着。
They want to look for the word of the Lord, but they cannot find it.
为什么？因为他没有真的转向神，没有到神所的圣所，神所建立那个教会里面去，当然找不到啊。
Why can they not find it? Because they are not.Their heart is not set on pursuing the Lord and entering the temple of the Lord.
今天有许多人生活当中好像在流浪一样。
Many people are just wandering through life.
那就好像今天有许多人在寻找教会啊，到处去啊，每个教会都去看看。
So they'll go to different churches, wander from church to church.
那去过了很多教会，最后都离开了。
After they visit each church, in the end, they don't stay at any church.
得不到心灵真正的满足，就是领受不到那个真理了。
Their hearts are not satisfied because they have not received the true truth.
说从东漂流，从这海到那海，真的是漂洋过海到处去寻找，但找不到啊。
They wander from north to east, they run to and fro, and they do not find the word of the Lord.
那这个神的话在哪里找？
Where can you find the word of the Lord?
如果看以赛亚书第二章。
If you look at Isaiah chapter 2,
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
在末后的日子，你要找神的话，要来到教会，真教会。
In the end, if you want to seek the full truth, you have to come to the true church.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
末后的日子，神殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭，万民都要流归这山。
Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it.
第三节，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登神的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们， 我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的话必出于耶路撒冷。
3. Many people shall come and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
所以要寻找神的话语，他的训诲，要来到他的山，他的殿。
So to find the word of the Lord, we have to go to the mountain of the Lord, which is his temple.
今天如果真的我们会觉得说我找不到这个神的话语，我好像在世上到处漂流。当我们祷告哀求神的时候，神就领我们到他的教会，到他的山里面得到训诲，得到满足。
If today we feel like we are wandering and floating through life without the word of God, then we have to cry out to him in prayer, and God will lead us to his truth.
我们教会里面有些弟兄姐妹，他们在 寻找信仰的过程当中，真的也经历到很多很多，像这里所说的漂流各地，每个教会都试试看，最后都找不到满意的，一直来到真耶稣教会，他才发现说好像找到家了。
There are many testimonies of brothers and sisters in church that have experienced this. They've wandered from church to church, and they did not feel that they came to the true church until they came to TJC.
我们教会里面的刊物哦，不管是圣灵月刊还是玛拿杂志，如果我们有在读的时候，你就会发现，真的有很多这方面的见证，很多弟兄和姐妹的共同的体验都是这样子。
There are many testimonies in Mana or Holy Spirit Monthly that describe this type of testimony.
南加州有位弟兄哦，他跟小丽说，他来到真耶稣教会以前，他至少去过三十间教会，三十种不同的教会。
There was a brother who told me that he had visited 3 to 4 different churches.
那他在这个寻找真理的过程当中，他每一个教会，他都观察这个里的牧师好不好，那里的人哦有没有良善。然后这里的教会讲道理哦，到底有没有在照圣经呢
？So whenever he visited a church, he would observe how are the ministers like, what are the people like, and do they actually follow what's written in the Bible?
一开始哈都很不错。
At the beginning, they all seemed great.
一开始新的人来，大家都很高兴啊，很接待啊，很有爱心啊。
At the beginning, when there's a new person in the church, everyone welcomes them very warmly.
他本来对圣经也不懂啊，也不熟啊，那他都在讲圣经啊，没有错啊。
And because in the beginning he was not very familiar with the Bible, he thought everyone was speaking about the Bible.
等到他继续再去一段时间之后
，But after a period of time,
他就发现不一样了。
He figured out that there were some differences.
因为当熟了以后，一开始有人接待他，后来就没人理他了。
In the beginning, they welcomed him, and then at the end, they did not really greet him.
然后后来他聚会久了以后，他发现说，是啊，都一开始讲圣经，但是那个整节的聚会，圣经没翻两节之后，就开始讲其他东西了。
And even though they would use the Bible, they would only flip to 2 verses and then speak about other non-biblical things.
然后久了之后，他发现这个教会不满意，人我看得不满意。
After a period of time, he was not happy with the people of the church and with the truth they taught.
那有的人，你知道教会有时候很杂，有些人到教会去，他不是真的要求真理，他是在找人脉做生意，要谋取他自己的利益的。
And also the people in the church are very different. Some only come not to seek the truth, but to do business.
后来，所以他就离开了。
So in the end, he left.
然后他就一个教会一个教会一直这样在寻找。
So he kept going to different churches to observe.
一直他来到真耶稣教会。
Until he came to the true Jesus Church.
他发现说，这里不太一样啊。
He found that it's quite different here.
他第一个发现祷告不一样。
The first difference was prayer.
祷告不需要你用那个悟性祷告。
Prayer does not need to be done in understanding the whole time.
然后他看到，很多人用这个灵恩祷告。
And he saw many people using the spirit to pray.
他其实也很羡慕了。
He was very he thirsted for it.
他很想要得到了。
He really wanted to receive the Holy Spirit.
当然，到现在他也没有得到。
He still has not received it.
但是他这个是时间的问题而已哦。
But this is just a matter of time.
他看到这个祷告，他并不会觉得说，为什么祷告是这样？他反而觉得说，这人有圣灵，所以这样祷告。我如果有圣灵，我也可以这样祷告。
He did not think that the way we prayed was strange, but he thought, If you have the Holy Spirit, this is how you should pray. And if I can receive the Holy Spirit, I can pray like this
too.
And so he came to listen to the sermons.
他就发现说, 这个聚会, 从头到尾都要讲圣经, 也没有讲别的东西。
And he found that the sermons were speaking about the Bible from beginning to end.
然后他在这里查考, 就发现圣经里面所讲的道理, 哎呀, 有根有据, 哦, 所以后来他决定受洗。
And he found that the truth was very complete in True Jesus Church, so he decided to get baptized.
从此他就不再漂流, 他就来到这个神的教会, 就好像回到家一样。
Ever since his baptism, he did not need to wander anymore. He had come home.
所以他就好像找到家了。
It was as if he had found a resting place, his home.
他在这里得到满足, 他就得到喜乐。
And he was able to find true satisfaction and joy here.
就像圣经这里所说的,
just like what is written in the Bible.
本来在旷野漂流, 他又饥又渴, 他好像觉得他没有居住的地方了。主他领他的脚步来到教会。
They were wandering in wilderness, they were hungry and thirsty until the Lord led their footsteps into this resting place.
让他饥渴的心灵得到满足。
So that the hungry and thirsty heart could receive satisfaction.
主他真的是, 知道我们人心里所求的。
God knows the desires of our heart.
主耶稣他这样应许。
God allowed this to happen.
我们看主耶稣他所说的, 马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第五章我们读第六节。
Chapter 5 verse 6.
马太五章第六节说, 饥渴慕义的人有福了, 因为他们必得饱足。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
我们今天如果真的渴慕真理, 那你, 主耶稣会引导我们到他的教会, 那你一领受之后, 你就觉得很满意啊。
If we really hunger and thirst for God's truth, God will lead us to His church and we will receive satisfaction.
主耶稣他也自己应许说, 你如果是到他这里来的人, 你一定不会口渴, 心里不会饥饿的, 一定得到满足。
If we come to Jesus, then our souls will not be hungry or thirsty.
他这里是说, 第六节是说, 如果我们这个人本身, 我们会想要得到真理, 我们会寻求, 主他会引导我们的脚步, 让我们得到满足。
Verse 6 describes those who hunger and thirst for understanding God's truth. God will answer their plea and will lead them to satisfaction.
那从主耶稣的角度来看, 他是这样的应许。
This is the promise of Jesus.
我们真的如果来到他面前, 愿意求告他的,
if we are willing to come before him and to call on him,
就是我们会哀求他, 说, 主啊, 你, 让我找到你。
So we have to cry to him, Lord, I want to find you.
那他的话一定会应验在我们的身上。
Then his word and his truth will come into our hearts.
我们现在来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
35节。
Verse 35.
哀求神。
To cry out to God.
第35节。
Verse 35.
耶稣说, 我就是生命的粮, 到我这里来的, 必定不饿, 信我的, 永远不渴。
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
生命的粮, 要满足我们的生命,
让我们真的得到满足了。 We really have to look for the bread of life in order to be truly filled.
所以, 那个, 今天神的慈爱, 我们如果尝到以后, 就发现说他很甘甜, 他的信实是真的, 因为他讲过的话也会应验。
If we had tasted God's loving kindness, then we will know and experience that God is faithful.
我们, 所以今天, 等一下我们祷告, 其实我们如果真的心里面饥渴慕义, 我们愿意祈求神, 你跟他哀求, 他就回应。
When we come up to pray, if we are willing to cry out to God, and then He will be willing to fill our hearts.
这个生命的粮, 不但是他的话语, 真理, 还更包括主耶稣他自己的灵, 圣灵, 要来让我们心里面得到滋润。
He will give us this bread of life, which is not only His truth, but also His Holy Spirit, which can give us abundance. Because the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth.
那个圣灵也要让我们可以更明白真理。
The Spirit will help us understand the truth.
我们来到神的家, 来到教会,
when we come to God's house, to the church,
我们会很重视他的话语,
we will emphasize God's words.
我们如果看回来诗篇一百零七篇哈。
If you turn back to Psalm 107,
在第十节里面提到说，有些人他是好像是坐在黑暗当中死荫里的人。
There are some people who, as if verse 10, those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
其实是好像被锁链捆住了，他们好像受到一个势力的控制哈，他没办法脱身了，被束缚的。
They are afflicted with irons and they are bound, so they are not free.
然后特别说是因为这些人不愿意顺服神的话，违背神的话语。
And this is because they refuse to do the word of God and rebel against it.
结果他们心里就觉得很愁苦。
And so there is bitterness in their hearts.
会觉得很孤单。
There is loneliness in their hearts.
有时候我们人会觉得很孤单或很忧郁哈，不见得是因为你缺乏物质的东西啊。
Often when man is lonely and anxious, it is not because we're lacking something physical.
我们有一个姐妹来见证，她在年轻的时候，三十出头岁生孩子之后，患了产后忧郁症。
There is a sister who testified saying after she gave birth in her early 30s, she had a depression.
那她这个产后忧郁症真的是很可怜。
And this postnatal depression is very pitiful.
她都忧郁到很想去自杀了，不管她的孩子。
Her depression was so bad, it got to the point where she wanted to kill herself.
她真的好像被捆锁在一个黑暗里面。
It was as if she was bound in darkness.
主耶稣的恩典临到她。
But God's grace came upon her.
因为认识了朋友，知道她的状况，就把这个福音传给她。
A friend knew of her condition and preached the word of God to her.
带她来到教会。
She took her to church.
她就来到教会，许多弟兄每天帮她祷告。
And as she came to church, many brothers and sisters prayed for her.
这当中其实也在训练弟兄姐妹的爱心。
This showed her that the members had a lot of love for her.
那也看到真实的爱心是要经过考验，就是她这个一个过程，不是说一祷告就好，而是要不断的去安慰她、呵护她，然后鼓励她，让她对神的话语有信心。
The member's love was shown through all of these trials, through comforting her, continually praying for her because she was not immediately healed.
那她来到教会祷告。
And she came to church to pray.
弟兄姐妹祷告。
And the brothers and sisters prayed with her.
真的展现爱心去帮助她这个家庭。
And they demonstrated their love, to help this family.
最后她从这个忧郁里面走出来。
And then she was able to walk out from this shadow of death.
她得了医治。
She received healing.
他这个整个家庭哦，稳固了。他本来是处在要自杀的边缘，他的婚姻即将要破碎的。
Her family became more stable when she was at that point of suicide. Her family was broken, and her marriage was also near broken.
他哀求主，主让他生命存活，他的家庭婚姻保住，而且越来越好。
She asked God for deliverance, and now she was healed from her depression, and her family was stable again.
经过了十几年之后，她的孩子在主里面长大。
Over ten some years, her children have grown up in church.
那全家人那她自己跟她小孩在主里面就感受到主恩的滋味，很美好。
And both her and her children have tasted the loving kindness of the Lord.
我们有一个姐妹也在见证她自己本身她是怎么来信主的。
Another sister testified how she came to believe.
那她的家庭他们之前也是在很多教会里面在敬拜啊。
Her family also used to worship at a church.
那第十七节这里提到这个愚妄人因自己的过犯和自己的罪孽便受苦楚啊。
In verse 17 of Psalm 107, fools because of their transgression and because of their iniquities were afflicted.
那其实他们心里厌恶各样的食物，临近死门。
18, their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death.
那厌恶食物，如果是厌恶那个属灵的粮食真理，其实最后也会死亡。
If you abhor spiritual food, you will also eventually have spiritual death.
今天我们如果没有领受真理，最后这个灵命死亡。
If we do not receive spiritual food, which is the truth, we will also die spiritually.
一样信耶稣。有人觉得说，为什么只有真耶稣教会可以得救？
People might say, you also believe in Jesus. Why do we have to come to True Jesus Church to be saved?
其实这个不是我们自己这样讲。
But this is not our own saying.
其实这个是因为圣经里面这样写。
This is recorded in the Bible.
得救的教会它有它的标准，有神在圣经里面所定下的那个标准在那，很清楚的。
God has written in the Bible very clearly what are the requirements of the true church.
你什么教会你都可以自己这样标榜。
You can go to any church and use these requirements to measure.
但是只有一个标准就在圣经里。
There's only one standard, which is the Bible.
一定要这样子做。
You have to follow the Bible.
而且如果是真的教会，他一定会有体验，而且一定会看到这个真理本身。
And if you follow it, then you will experience God's work.
要有神的灵。
We have to have God's Spirit.
一定要有神的话语。
God's words.
你一定会体验到神的作为。
And we have to experience God's workings.
我们这位姐妹她的外祖父本来也是外教会很热心的基督徒。
And this sister's parents were very fervent believers in another church.
她听到这个道理以后，她来到圣书教会，她在圣书教会受洗之后。
After she came to True Jesus Church and listened to the word, she was baptized.
很热心的去跟他们的自己的小孩传福音，说要来到这个教会一起来信，来耶稣里面得到生命。
She very zealously went to her children and tried preaching to them to bring them to True Jesus Church.
他们子女就不要，说为什么一定要去这个教会。
But her children did ask why they didn't want to come to this church.
一直到那个长辈离世了。
All the way until her.
就是他的外祖父已经离世了。他的外祖父已经死了。那死的就是要办丧礼啊。
All the way until her parents passed away, and they had to hold a funeral.
但是这个做祖父的这长辈的他的小孩有一户人家已经在真主教会里面。
But they had these parents that passed away already had children that were believers.
老人家的信念是说，希望他所有的孩子都能够在这个得救教会里面领受这个永远的生命。
So the older generation wished for all the children to come to believe in the True Jesus Church.
那个孩子是说，我为什么要一定要照你这样讲去做呢？他不要啊。
But the children rebelled and didn't want to listen to their parents.
一直到这个办丧事的时候。
It was all the way until they held this funeral.
我们这个姐妹那时候，她说，她这个妈妈本身是18岁，就是我们这个做见证的姐妹的妈妈是18岁那时候了。
This sister's mother at the time was only 18.
她就在描述，在丧礼那个晚上，突然听到个狗在叫，狗一直叫到他们家门口来了。
The night of the funeral, there was a dog that kept barking throughout the night.
那他们就不知道为什么，怎么狗一直从外面一直很远的地方跑到他们家门口，一直在那边狂叫哈。
They didn't understand why there was a dog that came specifically to their house and kept barking at night.
然后之后呢，他就有一个他的舅舅就从房间里面冲出来了。
And then her uncle came out of the house.
很惊恐的在屋子里面一直乱跑，一直逃命，说有人要杀他。
He was very distressed. He kept running around saying someone is trying to kill me.
大家都没看到什么，为什么有人杀你呢？原来他看到的是，有那个邪灵真的是要追杀他。他说拿刀子要砍他了。
Everyone was confused because they didn't see anything, but her uncle had seen an evil spirit with a knife trying to kill him.
其中一个舅舅已经在真耶稣教会里面信主，也得了圣灵，知道说这个就是邪灵的工作哈，所以就请大家一起跪下来祷告。
One of her other uncles knew that this was the work of the evil spirit because he was a believer of TJC.
奉主耶稣圣名就赶撒旦。
So they all kneeled down to pray and used the name of Lord Jesus Christ to cast out Satan.
祷告完之后，他这个舅舅平静了，没事了。
After the prayer, this uncle was at peace.
大家就回去睡觉。
Everyone went back to sleep.
没有多久，又有另外一个舅舅跑出来了。
After a while, another uncle came running out.
一样，说有人要追杀他。
The same thing happened to him. Someone is trying to kill him.
大家都觉得莫名其妙，怎么会这样一直跑？
Everyone was curious why he kept running around.
一样，跪下来祷告。
They prayed again.
用灵言祷告。
They prayed in tongues.
赶撒旦。
And they cast out the evil spirit.
祷告完之后，他要平静了，没事了。
After the prayer, he was fine again.
那个狗也不叫了。
And then the dog,
狗也不会叫了。
The dog stopped barking.
那表示说，这个邪灵不见了，都离开了。
Which means the evil spirit has left, and so the dog stopped barking.
这个家族 体验到说，在真教会里面，真的属耶稣的人，他就好像离开那个黑暗的权势，那个魔鬼为什么要去追那些、追那些他不是在真耶稣教里面的舅舅呢？
So here it was showing the work of Satan. Why did the evil spirits only chase the uncles that did not believe in TJC?
那一祷告完之后，他们就得到平安了。
But after they prayed, all of them received peace.
有这个体验以后，后来他这个家族就来到教会里面，真的顺服这个真理，在这个真教会里面受洗了。
After this experience, their whole household came to the church and were baptized.
那这个就说明真的。今天有些灵界的事情我们肉眼看不到。
There are many things in the spirit realm that we cannot see.
但其实就是好像在黑暗当中死荫里的人，是被罪恶的势力辖制者。
There are people who are in spiritual darkness because they are bound by sin.
当我们愿意求告神的时候，神就拯救我们了。
But if we're willing to cry out to God, God can save us.
他这个家族后来就在真教会里面受洗。
And so this family was saved when they came to believe and be baptized in TJC.
那这个就是今天我们的体验了。
And so this is also our experience today.
我们如果懂得哀求神，那神就从过患当中搭救我们。
If we know to cry out to the Lord, then God will deliver us from our distresses.
他让我们脱离死亡。
He will help us escape from death.
他让我们体验到神的慈爱。
He will help us experience His loving kindness.
让我们以感谢为祭献给他。
So that we can offer him praise as thanksgiving.
所以我们现在就来祷告。
Now we're about to pray.
我们用一颗饥渴慕义的心来跟主耶稣祷告。
Let us come before him with an earnest heart.
在祷告当中体验神的慈爱。
And let's pray to experience his loving kindness.
让我们都能够来享受主他所应许的这个永生救恩。
So that we can obtain the promise of salvation.
那我们的神他是听祷告的神。
God, our God is the one who listens to our prayers.
当我们真的来求告他，他不会让我们失望的。
If we cry out to him, he will not disappoint us.
他要把平安喜乐赐给我们。
He wills to give us peace and joy.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
Let us all now pray.
我们也来祈求圣灵，祈求被圣灵充满。
Let's pray for the Holy Spirit and for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
也为教会的弟兄姐妹代祷。
And let's also continue praying for the different members of our church.
我们现在就要来祷告，要接受按手祷告，要求恩典的，可到前面来。
We're now going to kneel down to pray. If you would like to receive laying of hands, please come to the front.
同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.